after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios, and I like to start shows off like this. Joining me now, excellent guest to start things off here on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time. You are a busy guy, so I really appreciate any time we can get with you, my friend.
No, May's a really busy month in college football. We're recruiting, we're engaging with fans and former players and boosters, but it's a great month. Get a chance to see a lot of people.
Yeah, no question. You have been everywhere. I got a chance to shake your hand and chat with you a bit last week here in Greeley as a part of your Rams roadshow. You guys were everywhere. Greeley, Sterling, Denver. How important is that to you, Coach? I mean, ever since you started at CSU, you've just flat out hit the ground running, but making the rounds, getting out, talking to people. And man, I'm seeing you. You are interacting with these fans. You're having a blast with these folks. How important is that to you?
Oh, it's so important. You know, I grew up in a college town, and I really have a feeling for how important the university, the athletic teams are to the community and the state. And so I just think it's so important to go out and visit fans where they are, go out and visit your boosters, your alumni, where they are, and really understand them. And it's been a great learning experience for me, understanding the passion and the love that people have for CSU football.
Well, and again, some of those places, you go from Denver, Greeley, and then Sterling. I'm from the eastern Colorado part of the state, too. So a lot of different spots there, Coach. I mean, is there any part of it where it's like, wow, Denver's completely different than Sterling? I mean, there's some very unique places out there.
There's no doubt. Yeah, you know, we're an ag school, and those people are so important to the fabric of what this university has meant over the years, and so that was great for me to get out and see those places and meet the people that really care so much, and it really kind of gives you the character of our school and the qualities of the people here, and so we're just so proud to represent that, and it just gives me a better understanding what we're fighting for every Saturday when we represent CSU.
We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, man, spring ball was so much fun. I think I told you at Weldworks, I never had so much fun watching practice before. You guys were throwing the ball all over the place. It was absolutely a blast. You made it so open to media members. Fans got a chance to check it out, too. I loved that it was bright and early. It was fantastic. Yep. I've never had so much. I'm telling you this. I'm not just sucking up to you, Coach. I've never had so much fun at practice.
Well, you know, practice is everything to us, and everything's built on giving the players experiences that they'll have on game day. And so we're very serious and very specific about what we do. But, you know, I come from the school that football's a game. It's supposed to be fun, and we try to have fun in practice. We compete. It's very game-like, and I think that's reflected even in our spring game, you know. I think people have had a chance to see a lot of people put their spring games on, and I just have always believed that it should be as game-like as possible because it's another experience that your players get that they can build on and use for when we play in the fall. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, I think you saw our kids having fun,
Yeah. And
they were competing, and that's what makes it great. That's how you get better.
Coach, I got to ask, this is an important question, so I hope you're ready. How do you guys choose the music? Because there's some days I pull in and I'm ready. I'm rocking it. We got AC/DC rolling. We got Metallica. And then there's some days it's like Tim McGraw. And then other days there's like rap music. So you guys are covering the gamut when it comes to music.
No, we try to mix it up. We try to keep the lyrics clean. But you know, music is really valuable in practice. It keeps the energy going. You know, sometimes I got some of my favorite songs are country western, and then I go R&B and rap and hip hop. But we try to keep the energy going. You know, and then we found out a long time ago, you know, when there's music, you know, you don't hear the coaches yell as much when they're disappointed. And everybody kind of gets all those emotions out, but it really, they don't bite as much when you get criticized. So it's a part of the atmosphere. You know, I know we start early, so sometimes that music gets going early in the morning and we get the neighborhood woke up, but but we love it. We love it, and the players like it, and that's important.
Hey, I look at it like this. Hey, CSU football is here, ready to go. Let's get after it early. I was like, I'm joking. When I say I was ready to go work out with you guys, I'm of course joking, but when I step out of the car there for a minute, I'm like, okay, I feel pretty good.
No doubt. No, there's an energy. You want that energy from practice. You want it from the players and the coaches, and you know, and everybody knows that it's those couple hours we're on the field so important that we bring our focus and our energy, and we're out there competing to get better.
Yeah, we're getting some listener comments coming in. Just some of the questions I had anyway. I usually let the listeners ask. They ask better questions than I do anyway. But, Coach, just looking at the spring ball, everything, after reflecting, we got this one from the Ram U, after reflecting on spring practices, how does this current team compare to teams that you've coached in the past?
Well, I'm excited. You know, it's a very different team. I want to just let all the Ram fans know, I mean, I think we have three returning starters on our whole team.
Wow.
And so basically it's a brand new offense, all new offensive players. And defensively, I think we have three kids that were starters at some point last year that are returning, but they're all new players. All, you know, the good thing is that some of these players were starters at other universities. I think we have four offensive linemen that we brought in that were starters at other schools. We got two receivers that were starters at other schools. We got a couple defensive players, defensive end, corners that was starters at other Power 5 schools. So these kids are not completely inexperienced, but they're new for CSU. And so it's our job to get these guys to gel together, to play as a team. And, you know, as I told our kids, we're not even halfway around the track yet. We have 8 weeks of summer training. We have another month of training camp before we play games. And that's going to be a critical time for us to gel and get used to playing with one another.
We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. And Coach, what your assessment after the spring situation? I mean, I always wonder how coaches view it, because somebody's got to win, right? The offense, the defense.
Right.
So on one side, you're thrilled. On the other side, you're thinking we got work to do. How did you kind of give us your assessment overall of the two sides? Of course, special teams too.
Well, we took 14 practices and we went good against good. And we have an old saying that iron sharpens iron, and we had days where the offense kind of had the upper hand, and then we had days where the defense kind of had the upper hand, and that's probably the way it should be and the way it usually is in good programs. And then I'm just a believer, the spring game, I don't believe you should split up your units. I learned this from Hayden Fry that, you know, you spend all 14 practices trying to build your first unit offense, your first unit defense. We wanted to keep those units together on the spring game, because you go out and play in front of people and you want to perform. So we kept the ones, first unit with the ones and twos together for the spring game. And then we do it a little differently than most people. It's ones against the world, and I spot the twos, three touchdowns, 21 points. And then the ones start the game behind, and then they have to be productive through the whole game. And it was a pretty typical spring game. You know, it was nip and tuck. But the ones finally started, you know, getting some traction. And we ended up winning. I think the ones ended up winning by about two touchdowns. But it was a good day's work. Everybody left with a good taste in their mouths. And we built momentum going into the summer with good feeling, and so I was really pleased with the spring game and with spring practice as a whole. I think we got a great foundation to to build on for the fall.
Yeah, and you mentioned, too, the busy month as far as not just getting out and about, but the recruiting side of things, too. I was going to ask you, what month isn't busy for a head football coach? I mean, you are all over the place. Can you talk to us a little bit about your summary of the recruiting situation thus far?
Well, I was really pleased with our ability to recruit in December. We were able to get some really quality transfer kids. You know, we got almost a dozen kids from Nevada that understand our system. That was really important for us. We got a defensive end for Rutgers who was a starter, a corner from Cal that was a starter. We've got an offensive guard from Tulsa that was an all-league player, and a tackle from Florida International that was a starter. Those guys were key additions to our roster. We also got some great high school players, four really good receivers that we think are as good as we've ever recruited.
Wow.
We brought in, you know, the quarterbacks are totally new, two really great high school kids, and then our transfer from Nevada that had been working with us, that understands our system. So we really made some key additions in recruiting, and I'm really pleased with that. We also have brought in a couple of transfer kids here in the spring that will give us depth in the secondary. And now we're recruiting for the 23 class. So we're really digging our doing a deep dive on learning about all these great high school juniors that will be seniors in the fall. And this class will allow us to really load up and go back-to-back and really flip this roster. I was talking to our recruiting guy. I think we have 70 new players on our roster.
Wow.
Which is just incredible in 1 year how we can make those kind of changes. But it's going to pay dividends, and it's we really are just building the foundation for building this CSU football program.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to watch your activity too, and anytime a recruit comes in, just the buzz around these kids coming to the program. So I know fans really appreciate that too, how open you guys were with everything in this process. We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, I won't keep you much longer, but you no doubt heard the battle going on between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher today.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, and I wanted to get your take on this. Nick Saban basically saying Texas A&M is essentially paid everybody in NIL deals to go there. Jimbo Fisher fires back about everything. Where are you with, I know different territories and such, but where are you on the whole NIL stuff? Because it's certainly, in a good and bad way, I suppose, it does seem like the wild, wild west out there.
It is. It's a very unique time in coaching. You know, I've been doing this for three decades, and you know, I got into coaching to help develop kids, to help prepare them for the rest of their lives. And, you know, I don't like a lot of things that are going on right now. You know, kids have the whole rest of their lives to make money after they leave college. I think what they do in college should prepare them for the rest of their lives. And so those are the things that we want to do here at CSU. You know, there's a lot of money in college athletics, let's face it. And especially at the highest level, when you talk about the Alabamas and the A&Ms and the USCs, these programs have a lot of money, and that money's getting directed in some of the wrong places, in my opinion, right now. You know, the NIL and the transfer portal, the NIL was not designed to entice players to come to schools, and that's what's happened, and it's being misused at some places, and it's really unfortunate, I think, because in the long run, I don't think this is going to help kids. And so we've got some work to do in college football to correct that. It is a little bit of the Wild West right now. And there's a lack of accountability. We need to get our arms around it and really talk openly about where some of this money's going, and then shed a light on the people that are not using it properly. And until the NCAA can do that, I think we're going to have problems.
And I think that's a great point, not using it properly, because, you know, when I first heard the idea, and again, we've been talking about this for years, you think, okay, what harm could it be for a player to make some money off of an autograph, things like that. And I know some people have different opinions, but as you just said, this is now is becoming, and it's not supposed to, but it's becoming this almost recruiting tool, not from the recruiters necessarily, but different boosters chiming in. It seems very difficult to regulate. Do you think that there could be a balance struck at some point, or do you see this almost getting a little bit more out of hand before it slowly starts to get any better?
Yeah, I think something that might be interesting for CSU people, fans, to understand is that what we're seeing right now is that there's no value to the scholarship. Power Five schools are basically enticing players to come for $200,000-$300,000 above their scholarship, so they don't even need a scholarship. And many of these players are really good players that CSU would have been able to get in the past. We can't even touch them right now. We can't touch some of the players that we were able to get in December because the NLI money has changed that much. We're seeing average players, average Power Five players, go to other schools for, you know, $200,000-$300,000 of NIL money, and some of these programs are just collecting players. And many of those players would come to a Group of Five school like a CSU and be really good players in our league. And so, you know, that's going to even out at some point. But right now it is crazy. And so there's got to be some regulation. I mean, even the NFL has a salary cap. And right now in college football, there is no salary cap, if you can imagine that. And so schools that have, you know, a lot of finances are using that to acquire players right now. And so it's not good. It's not good for the sport. And I don't think it's going to be good for the kids in the long run. And maybe in the short term, they might get a little money. But I don't think it's good for them academically in the long run or for their development in the long run.
Yeah, no doubt going to be some interesting discussions coming up as we see things continue to change in the world of the NCAA. Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I appreciate you going there with me for a moment. I'm very excited about this program. I don't know that I've been more excited, to be honest with you, about this football program. And that's, you know, that's a great mixture between you and your staff and your players and all that you guys continue to do. So I know I speak for Rams fans out there. We just appreciate you. I appreciate the start and the openness so far about this program.
Thank you so much. We're excited. We're working hard to build this program. And, you know, we want a team that everybody can be proud of and get excited to come out and watch us play.
Yeah, I can't wait for that day. Coach, thanks again, and hopefully we can catch up real soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. CSU head coach Jay Norvell talking a little bit about the NIL stuff. And I think where Coach is going there, too, is like NIL, I don't even know if he said it could be good, but you can't be using it to recruit. And I've never once been about that. Fantastic work from Coach, though. They were in Greeley, Sterling, Denver, the Rams Roadshow, out and about. Loves what he saw with the spring game and spring ball. It was a lot of fun, man. It was great. Seriously. Like, practice is practice. There's moments where you're kind of like, oh, that's cool, but going and just seeing a quarterback throw the ball deep to wide receivers, I mean, that's what we want to see. And seeing it in practice is fun. Seeing the ball with some air underneath it. And I'm pretty excited about this quarterback situation, too, with Clay Millen. That's going to be a fun time. These wide receivers. Stacked team. I definitely have them going to a bowl game. So take that for what it's worth. I think they're going to at least win six games. How about this one? And I'll talk to Kevin Lytle. We're going to keep on the CSU boat here. Kevin Lytle will join me at 12:30. The NCAA Division I Council announced yesterday that it will relax restrictions on college football's conference championship games, allowing conferences to determine the teams that would participate in their respective title game. That decision paves the way for conferences to avoid having title game matchups determined by division winners, as well as possibly eliminating divisions altogether. So we would get rid of championship week, like that would be done. You just take the top two teams. I think so. 12-25, the time, that's what the Pac-12's doing. They have announced that starting this year, this season, the conference's title game, well, they would do the conference title game, so there still would be that, would feature the teams with the top, with the two highest winning percentages, 25 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Game two, Avs, Blues. Can Bennington continue to do what he did? I don't think so, man. I think it's going to be an absolute blowout. I'm not a jinx. Don't call me that. I don't have that much power. It's going to be a blowout. We'll be right back.
Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.